seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog.
Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick, host of iTim, and today we're going to talk about 10 signs that you're winging it. You're winging your business. You're not taking it seriously. 10 signs that you are winging your business.
Everyone can call themselves an entrepreneur, but to me, an entrepreneur is somebody that at one point was an independent contractor who graduated the mindset of winging their way to the top, because that's just not possible. You see, you can read a lot about entrepreneurs. You can watch Shark Tank. You can watch Gary Vee, you can watch all these guys, you can read about Peter Drucker, you can read about all these Steve Jobs, you can read so much about them. But the reality of it is, 99% of what these guys did are things no one ever sees because it's done behind closed doors. No one sees about it. You hear about it, there are rumors about it, you may read about it in an article, you may hear about it in a store, you may have Guy Kawasaki talk about how it was when he was at Apple, or Steve Wozniak talk about how it was to work with Steve Jobs. But the reality of it is 99% no one sees. And unfortunately, the same goes with the entrepreneurs who are buried in the cemetery of entrepreneurs who didn't make it, because no one sees what they do 99% of the time behind closed doors. See, I know this, I relate to this, because I would try to wing my way to the top and it didn't work. And I had to eventually realize, if I want to really be known as an entrepreneur, if I want to really be known as a CEO, it's other people calling you a CEO or an entrepreneur, not you. You can call yourself whatever you want. You can call yourself anything you want to call yourself nowadays. You just got to catch a camera, get on camera, say, I am a startup serial entrepreneur investor, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff you can put for yourself, but it doesn't necessarily make it true. So today, I want to talk about 10 signs that you're winging your business. So let's start off with number one. To me, when you think about business, to me, when you think about the word business, like if you think about the word love, what does love mean to you? Like I have to ask myself this question. Love to me is an action. Love to me is not a feeling. Love to me is an action. You take action to show love to somebody, right? What does the word business mean to your mind? When you think about the word business or entrepreneur, what do you think about? To me, it's all numbers. It's all numbers. Business is all numbers. Entrepreneurship is all numbers. So number one sign that you're winging your business is not tracking your business. So what are we talking about not tracking your business? What can I track? Everything in your business can be tracked. Every single thing in your business can be tracked. When I go and look at the different departments that we grew, any departments that we grew our licensing by 110%, okay? I had to go back and look at areas myself that we were not tracking. Once we did that and we started tracking the license and went to the roof, okay? I had to go back and look at other business and sales volumes or promotions or whatever it is, and it grows. But I need data. You need data. If I go back and look at me as a new entrepreneur getting started, as a new independent contractor trying to become an entrepreneur, running my own office, staff, team, executives, et cetera, I have to look at what can I measure? I can measure how many calls I made in a day and every single day. I can measure out of my calls how many people pick up. At what time do they pick up? Do I leave messages? When is a good time to call people when they're home? When is a good time to get a hold of them? Is it good to leave a message? If I leave a message, what kind of message do I leave? If I go on 10 appointments, how many times do I close? If I close 5 out of 10, what do I close? What's my mixture of products I sell? Do I just sell this? For instance, if I'm running a Subway, I have, let's just say 10 different options. I'm going to look at which one do we sell the most? Why do we sell that the most? Why don't we sell this more? Why don't we sell double meat more? Who's offering double meat? Would you like to make that a double meat? Are we selling the combos? Are we asking for the combos? Are we selling the cookies? Are we asking for the cookies? How many cookies do we sell? Out of 100 sales, how many cookies do we sell? Why is it that this store, out of 100 sales in a day, they sell 28 cookies. This store, out of 100 sales in a day, they sell 6 cookies. I want to go find out what these guys are doing. This is all measuring. This is all measuring. And the more I measure, the more I can go and ask and say, why is it that you guys sell 28 cookies to 100 customers? And the person will say, we always offer the cookies. We always ask for cookies. So one cookie is $1.29. 28 cookies times 10 sales is not times 100 sales. Not really that many cook dollars. It's maybe $35, $40 that I'm getting additional in the day, but times 30, that's $1,200 that this Subway is bringing in, that this Subway is not bringing in. So I need to know these types of numbers. Now forget if it's Subway, if it's real estate, if it's insurance, if it's financial services, it doesn't matter. In every possible way, I can find a measurable figure to track so I can drive it. If I don't know numbers, there's nothing I can do about it. So for instance, if somebody says, I think we're around, we're about, I believe we're doing this, I think we're doing this, you're still winging it. Because you need to know your numbers. And the more your numbers, you know, quarter to quarter, monthly to monthly, I want to beat prior quarters all the time. I want to beat prior best. What's the most we've ever done in a month in XYZ? I want to beat that. What's the most we've ever done in this quarter in X? I want to beat that. What's the best summer we've ever had? What's the best sprint? I want to beat those numbers because that's what entrepreneurs who become CEOs do. But independent contractors, they don't do. Second thing that you're winging your business, you're not running your business based on systems. See, a lot of times you'll meet people and you may say, well, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs have personalities. That's actually not true. Not all entrepreneurs have big personalities. Because you can't build your business on a big personality. It's mathematically impossible to build your business on a personality. It only has a limit on how much you can grow. You can say, well, I'm going to build my business because I know my products better than anybody else does. So it's product knowledge. That's also a limited amount because there's always going to be somebody that knows more about products than you. But systems allows you to grow your business. Systems. And systems used to be the most boring thing. I did a Facebook mentions yesterday and I said it's unfortunate because, you know, most people who watch Facebook mentions or watch videos like this, they don't like to hear boring stuff. It's always motivational. That guy motivates me a lot. Pat, I love when you do motivational stuff. I love when you do this. We got one of the most sincere comments the other day from YouTube. One of my closest fans who watches every single episode and comments all the time. He says, Patrick, please never become a motivational speaker. I watch your videos because I'm truly getting content instead of theories and all this other stuff that some other people say that they charge $10,000. Keep talking about the stuff that's business. Not running a system is going to cost how big of a business you can build. And when people tell me things like this, when they say things like this, oh, you know, I tried running a business, but the business owns you. You ever hear that thing that when you run a business, you don't really own the business owns you because no. You chose to build it that way. That's not how professionals do it. You chose to build it that way and you stayed an independent contractor. When you build a real business, you own the business because you run it based on systems. If you don't have systems, the business owns you because it's driven based on your personality and product knowledge. That's a limited business to scale. You got to have it based on systems. In every part of your business, you can look and say, what can I create a system for this? What can I create a system for this? Number three, not a predictable schedule. If you... You know, I hear people say, well, you know, I became a business owner because I don't want to have a boss. So if I want to come in at 11 o'clock, I want to come in at 11 o'clock. Well, you can find your way back to a job very quickly if you keep coming in at 11 o'clock. You can do that. But you'll be back at a job coming in at 8 o'clock and you're forced to do that or else you'll have a write-up. Yeah, you've got to have a predictable schedule. You got to have a time you come in. You got to have a time that you leave. You got to have a time that you show up. You got to have a time that you're doing things. There's got to be a lot of predictability to your schedule. If Quiznos is late 1 minute, people complain. If Subway's late opening 5 minutes, corporate's going to complain. When I worked at Bally's, they told us, you got to open up at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. You have to open up that time. If you don't open up that time, people are waiting outside of going to the gym. That's a complaint to the home office. And you're getting fired if you don't open up the gym. If somebody didn't open up the gym on time, you're fired. If someone didn't close the gym on time and you kept it, close it earlier, you're fired because you got to let people work out till midnight. It didn't matter what it is. So you got to have the same thing. But if you want to be an independent on contract, you can do whatever you want to do. But you're not an entrepreneur. You're not a business owner yet. You're still winging your business if you don't have a predictable schedule. If you know what shows are playing on television in the morning, you definitely are not an entrepreneur yet. Now, point number four, you're cheap. You're too cheap. Now, I understand being a frugal. I totally understand it. But let me explain what I mean by being cheap. When you're too cheap with your business, and you're not willing to invest into getting a supporting cast, an assistant, a good CPA, good attorney, and I'm not talking I do my own taxes. I'm not impressed by that. Yeah, I do my own legal stuff because I write the letters. I'm good at writing legal because I worked at an attorney one time. I'm not impressed by that. I do my own things here. Okay, that's great. Well, then that's a $10 an hour job. That's a $15. Well, I want to do this. You got to be able to invest into your business. If you need an office, you got to get an office. If you need to get a executive suite to open up your business, you got to do it. If you need to get technology, you got to do it. There needs to be an investment to your business. You cannot be cheap about it, right? Into your business. Number five, you're not willing to make protocols for everything. What does protocols mean for everything? Let me explain to you what I mean by protocols for everything. For instance, when we do this, step number one is this, step number two is this, then it's this, then it's this, then it's this. There's five steps to pa pa pa. There's seven steps to da da da. There's nine steps to ta ta ta. There's six keys to hiring this. There's five steps to doing this. There's got to be protocols. Here's how we do this. Here's how we do that. The more you create that, everybody has an expectation because everyone's not following that same protocol. So I may call it a system. A system may be, you know, that you'll have certain things that they do for certain areas, but this is more key steps that you put together on what to do next. They're slightly similar, but they're also slightly different. Number six, no deadlines. If you don't have deadlines, you're not an entrepreneur, you're an independent contractor. If you don't have a deadline to finish the month strong, then what are you a business for? Oh, because I don't want people to tell me what to do. Well, really? Well, what do you think these people who go public have to do to have quarterly calls? But what do you think when you have an investor happens? You don't think they call and ask you questions about what you're doing? What do you think happens if you really want to play at the higher levels? If you really want to be this big shot entrepreneur, you know, CEO type, it's purely accountability. It's purely responsibility. And it's purely around deadlines. When are we going to hit this? When are we going to hit this number? What are we going to have by today at 5 o'clock? When are you going to get this to me? When are we going to be able to pull this off? When are we going to hit this number here? It's a lot of deadlines. If you don't have deadlines, you're purely winging it. Seven, rarely hitting goals. You know, it's very exciting. What do you think going to do this month? I think we're going to do this month. And then you don't hit it. Next month. I think we're going to do this month. And you don't hit it again. I think we're going to do this month. And you don't hit it again. You're not really an entrepreneur yet. You are still an independent contractor because you're not hitting goals. You're still missing goals. So why are you missing goals? Because you still don't think you can't be that off your projections. That's not a professional. That's what an amateur does. I understand if you miss it 20% of the time, maybe 30% of the time, but you can't be missing it 90% of the time, 80% of the time. You're still an amateur. You're still winging your business. You're still wishful thinking. You're still hoping everybody else is going to do something, not you. That's wishful thinking, right? So rarely hitting goals. You got to have numbers you got to hit. By the way, sometimes this is a sign of you putting way too big goals. But majority of the time, believe it or not, it's the sign of you're not urgent to go out there and hit the numbers. So there's not an urgency for you to hit the numbers. It has nothing to do with the size of the goals. It's often not having the urgency to want to go hit the numbers. Number eight, you react instead of initiate, meaning you lack urgency. Let me explain what I mean by this. It's a lot of reaction. You react to the marketplace. You react to somebody quitting. You react to a customer being unhappy. You react to, you know, it's constant reacting than initiating. Hey, how do our customers feel? Let's do a survey. How do our agents feel? How do you feel about this? What do you think about this? Let's initiate. Hey, I noticed you going through this. Is everything okay? I noticed this. Hey, what's going on with this? You initiate. You're initiating. Hey, calling a customer and say, I was just thinking about you. Hey, calling. You're initiating. You're initiating contacts. You're initiating partnerships. You're initiating relationships instead of reacting. Okay. Number nine, not knowing what you want. I mean, this is probably one of the most common things of somebody. I mean, I'll mentor somebody and I'll sit down and I'll say, what do you want? And they'll say, this is what I want. And a month later, it's the same. And a quarter later, it's the same. 6 months, a year later, it's the same. You wonder why they're so focused and they're growing because they know what they want and they're clear about it. Then you'll talk to somebody, ask them what they want. One day they want this and they're gung-ho about it. A month later, they still do. But a month later, seasons change. Now they don't want it anymore, so you don't know how to talk to them now. 3 months later, they don't want that anymore. You don't know how. 6 months later, they don't. So then you don't know what you're really wanting yourself. You got to be very, very clear on what you want yourself. If you don't, you're winging it. There's got to be a time of solitude for you to write down and say, these are the reasons why I'm doing this. Number 10 is no desire to want to learn. If you're not learning, you have no desire to want to learn, you're winging your business. And I'll tell you what I mean by no desire to want to learn. I'm not just talking about reading self-help motivational books. I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about studying your business, studying your craft. Because to me, when somebody doesn't want to learn, I take it as three different things. My interpretation of somebody not reading or wanting to study their craft and they're still winging it is one of three things. One, they're simply lazy. And that's very often, 80% of them. That's why most don't make it as entrepreneurs to the highest level. Second is they think they have all the answers. And third is they think very small. So one, you're lazy. Two, you think you have all the answers. Three, you think very small. Because if you think very small, you don't really need to learn a lot more for you to be able to scale yourself. Now watch this. I want you to understand this, guys. Everything I say here today is from pure experience. Nothing I said today is things that I haven't personally done. Nothing is. Every single thing I told you today is areas of my business career that I was frustrated with that I had to eventually learn to graduate because I would have been a winging entrepreneur the rest of my life, and I would have been an independent contractor calling myself an entrepreneur, calling myself a CEO. But in reality, I'm just an independent contractor that doesn't track anything, that has no deadlines, that never hits my goals, that is too cheap, that is not willing to learn my business, that I'm just a regular guy that's trying to wing it. And I'll tell you one thing. If you go back, and we'll put a PDF, you can go to the website to get the PDF to kind of rank yourself and to see which one of these things you do very well, 1 through 10. You want to make sure you get this in your hands, patrickbaydavid.com. Go to the website, subscribe to the newsletter, to the newsletter under the link, get the PDF, look through it, rate yourself, and then start improving those areas. And I promise you, within a 90-day period, that's how quickly this will happen. Within a 90-day period, night and day, everyone who's working with you will recognize a different human being. Everyone will say, what happened to you? I don't recognize you. You know, what happened to those days? I made a decision to no longer wing my business. Mark my words, you do this 90 days later, you're gonna see results. And then a year later, major results. 2 years later, you'll be shell-shocked on where you're at with your business if you go and take inventory of these 10 areas that most people wing their business. And eventually, you'll have people calling you an entrepreneur and a CEO. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bidavid. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.